I'm George Walker. In 1988, Tanglewood wanted to do something special for Leonard Bernstein's 70th birthday. And when they asked, he replied that he'd like to see his mass. Well, that calls for soloists, a full orchestra, a children's choir, two rock bands, and dancers. And Tanglewood balked. Bernstein suggested they contact the IU School of Music. And indeed, the school's Dean Charles Webb, for Bernstein's 70th celebration, agreed to stage mass in the Musical Arts Center in Bloomington and to take the production to Tanglewood in that August of 1988. Once again, the IU School of Music is going to be presenting mass. IU Opera and Ballet Theater will present Bernstein's piece April 5th, 6th, 12th, and 13th. Konstantin Kitsopoulos conducting with director and choreographer Candace Evans in a production with a design by Mark Smith. Today, Chris Smith is the chair of the music department at Texas Tech, but in 1988 he was a graduate student in the IU School of Music's jazz program. Chris was also an announcer for WFIU, and he later produced a program called Music of One World for us. We asked him to think back to the steamy summer in Bloomington and the even steamier outdoor performance at Tanglewood.
My recollection is that it was Dean Webb who undertook the commitment on behalf of the School of Music in terms of both forces, duration, just the physical staging, getting everybody on the stage in the places they needed to be. Only a university could have undertaken that kind of time commitment, I think.
As I recall, you and your ensemble were in the balcony up on the right.
It was even more complex and crazy than that. I kind of had a bird's eye view because there were two electric ensembles, one on house left and one on house right. And we weren't in the balcony. We were on these tall built risers. We're about 8 or 10 feet up from stage height on these risers with our rock bands. Our feature moments in the rock bands tended to be the apocalyptic moments when we were instructed to make as much noise and as horrific noise as we possibly could. A challenge to which we rose, I would say. And when all of the forces got going, those towers, those high risers upon which we were standing, would literally sway back and forth as we were playing. I had never been part of an ensemble that big. I don't think really any of us had. It was a full orchestra and a children's choir and all these soloists and dancers and a synthesizer core and the two rock bands. It was quite a logistical undertaking simply to figure out where everyone would be on the Mac stage. I think the reason that it's seldom been done since is not just cost, but the sheer military, you want to use an inappropriate metaphor, but it was like staging the D-Day invasion, only as a pop mass extravaganza.
The Musical Arts Center is nicely air-conditioned, but that wasn't the story even in the evening at Tanglewood.
I recall it was that time of the summer in western Massachusetts where it looks idyllic and it's hot and sticky. It was kind of like playing at a rock festival, I think, actually. There's nothing in that score that's done by half measures. It's a full measure and then some.
In 1988, Chris Smith was a fresh grad student in IU's jazz program and an announcer for WFIU. He's currently the chair of the music department at Texas Tech, and Chris still has vivid memories of Dean Webb's commitment to the production of Bernstein's Mass in celebration of the 70th birthday in Bloomington and at Tanglewood. The Jacobs School's Dean Richards has, like Webb, asked the school to once again take up the challenge. IU Opera and Ballet Theater presents Mass by Leonard Bernstein, April 5th, 6th, 12th, and 13th. Konstantin Kitsopoulos conducts, with director and choreographer Candace Evans in a production with design by Mark Smith. I'm George Walker.